travel for work. We run sound. We answer phones. We sing and play on the worship team. We direct the church choir. We teach Sunday school. We're the children's pastor. We work in the nursery. We work in a factory. We work in an office. We work at a university. We work outside. We work inside. We work at the mall. We wait tables. We serve food. We bake cookies. We volunteer at the school. We wait at the dance studio. We wait at the football field. We go to the gym. We cheer on our kids' teams. We coach our kids' teams. We drive in carpools. We mediate fights. We bandage boo-boos. We plan birthday parties. We plan holidays. We have coffee with a friend, and that's probably the highlight of our week. We shop with a friend. That's probably the highlight of our week. We cook dinner. We work the late shift. We work a 12-hour shift. Once in a while, we get a date night with our husband. We go back to college. We raise our aging parents. We care for our aging parents. We babysit our grandkids. We raise our grandkids. We raise foster kids. We stand all day. We sit all day. We run all day. And we're exhausted, and we rarely get enough sleep. Ladies, is that our lives? Amen. So I think that's a pretty realistic, and I'm sure there are things in there that are missing, a pretty realistic list of what our lives look like. But God wants you to know that you are so much more than that list of things that you try to check off every day. And here's what God's word says about who you are. You are ambassadors of Christ, the beloved of Jesus. You are the light of the world, children of the living God. You are a royal priesthood. Straighten your crowns, ladies. You are a royal priesthood. You are daughters of the Most High King. And this one's my favorite. I did not know this was in here until my study. You are the apple of his eye. That is in Scripture. I had somehow missed that. You are chosen, wanted, adopted, pursued, seen, forgiven, delighted in, fought for, died for, rescued. Set apart and forever loved. That's who we are in Christ. That's who God wants you to know who you are. Yes, we have all these things we have to do. But if you do them with a joyful heart, because you have kids and a family and a husband to do them for, this is who we are in Christ. And Jesus values very different things, as you know, than this world values. And as followers of Christ, we need to get a hold of this in our hearts, ladies. He doesn't care or value how many Facebook or Twitter followers you have. He doesn't. And we need to be so, so careful in this day of social media that we are not so busy listening to what everybody else says about us that we forget who we really are. Jesus sees the real you, and you are valued above every creation he made, and he loves you without limit. So we need to be prayer warriors. We need to live obediently and joyfully. We need to know who we are in Christ so that we can do number four, which is be available to be used by God. I love to talk about Mary, the mother of Jesus. I feel a special connection to her because our oldest, Zach, was born on Christmas Eve. So every Christmas Eve when we're celebrating his birthday, I kind of think, I know what Mary felt like. She was pregnant on Christmas Eve. She was the only human being present at his birth that also witnessed his death. She saw him arrive as her baby son and watched him die as not only her savior, but she knew that he was going to be the savior of the world. She had had a pretty normal life, if you think about it, up until the time when an angel greeted her and said, "Oh, by the way, Mary, you are young and a teenager, but you are pregnant, even though you've never been with a man, and you're going to have a son, and you are going to name him Jesus, and he will be the Messiah." And she questioned that a little bit and said, "How can that be?" And the angel explained it to her, and her answer is what God wants to hear from all of us. "I am your servant, Lord. Let it be as you have said." In other words, "I'm available. This makes no sense to me, angel. I'm not sure I even believe this is possible, but I'm available to whatever God is calling me to." So I ask you, are you making yourselves available to what God has called you to do? And I'm going to help with that answer because I know a lot of you pretty well. And I can tell you from what I see in this church, countless examples of people in this church that are making themselves available to God. I know those of you who volunteer to sweep the sanctuary, to clean the entire church, to paint, to work in the office, to work in the sound, to work on the worship team, to help in the food pantry, to pray. Every Sunday morning, Robin and a few other ladies are over in the other building praying before the service, praying that God will have his way in this service. I know you volunteer in the nursery. I know you make cookies. I know you make food when there's a death in a family. So I do believe that we are making ourselves available to God. But I want to encourage you that it doesn't matter where you're at in your life or what age you are, young, middle, older, God is asking you to make yourself available and to ask him, God, what is it that you want from me? What is it in this stage of my life, wherever that is, that you're wanting me to do for your kingdom? So we need to be prayer warriors. We need to live obediently. We need to know who we are in Christ. And I think this last one is the hardest, and it's press past. We need to get beyond sometimes ourselves. Luke 4:8-43 tells a story of a woman who was bleeding for 12 years. She spent all her money on doctors with no cure. She was desperate for a change. How many of you have experienced something in your life where you were desperate for a change? And she knew in her mind, she had heard about this Jesus, that if she could just get close enough to him, that he could touch her and heal her. And there was a crowd, so she had to press past this crowd to get to Jesus. And all she could get was the hem of his garment. But she believed if she could get that close, that Jesus could touch her and she could have a change of circumstances. And ladies, I know that there are a lot of things that we need to press past in our lives. Our feelings, maybe rejection, betrayal, abandonment. Maybe you've suffered abuse. Maybe you're full of regrets. Let's face it, we are moms, but we're not perfect. We don't always do or say the right things to our kids. We get tired, we get frustrated. And there's a lot of times we wish we could have a do-over. But ladies, we got to press past that because our Heavenly Father forgives us and he knows we're not perfect. Sometimes we wallow in self-pity. Sometimes we can't get past disappointments. Sometimes we can't get past something somebody said to us that we took the wrong way and they didn't really mean it the wrong way, but we get ourselves all offended. We live in a world where everybody's offended. We need to get past our anger. We need to get past giving up. We need to get past mistakes that we've made. And maybe you're sitting here today and you're thinking, yeah, but you don't know my past. You don't know what I have to get past. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've done. You don't know what I'm going through right now. And maybe you feel completely stuck. Maybe you feel like you're in a pit that you cannot climb out of. Maybe you were thrown in the pit at the hand of somebody else. Maybe it's not even your fault that you're in the pit. Or maybe nobody threw you in the pit. It's just life. We live in a fallen, sinful world, and sometimes we find ourselves in a pit. Or maybe you dug that pit for yourself, for some bad decisions, bad choices that you made. But I want to tell you today, there is no hole so deep that the love and mercy of God can't reach down and pull you out. It doesn't matter where you've been or what you've done or where you came from. There is a God who loves you and who wants what's best for you. And all you have to do, like that woman did, was reach out just to touch the hem of his garment, just to get close enough to Jesus. Reach out and touch the Savior, and he wants to heal all the broken pieces, all the regrets. As I said, we are moms, but we are not perfect, and I'm sure every single one of us has a tape that we replay of some things we wish we could do over. And ladies, you got to stop being so hard on yourselves, because God knows. And I'm going to end with this scripture. It's Romans 8, 38 and 39. Of this I am sure. I mean, what more do you need to know than of this I am sure, that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, not height nor depth, nor any creature can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter what you've done or where you've been. Yeah, maybe you can't get a do-over, but you can start fresh today and be the woman of God that God has called you to be. And maybe you're sitting here today and you feel like you've blown it as a mom, as a wife, as a woman, as a daughter, as a sister, as a niece, whatever. Maybe you feel like you have gone too far for God to reach you or use you. But I want to tell you, if that's how you feel, you are in great company, because the Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of His glory. So as I wrap up today, I just want to encourage you to go deeper with God. God wants us as women to live joyful, abundant lives. And yes, that long list, that isn't going anywhere, ladies. Those are all still things we have to do as women and wives and moms and daughters. But we can do those things with joy because we're serving. We're serving the people that God has blessed us with in our lives. And God wants us to be able to rise above some of the mundaneness and the hecticness and the exhaustion of being moms and women. And He wants to fill you with joy. So if you'll bow your heads, I want to pray. God, I thank You so much for the privilege to speak to the women today, God, and the men too. I sure hope they took something from this as well. But Lord, for any moms or women here today, God, that feel like maybe they've blown it and that it's too late, oh God, I just want to encourage them that it's not. None of us are perfect, God, and we might not get a do-over, but we can start afresh and anew, because Your mercies are new every single morning. God, when our feet hit the floor in the morning and we spend our time in Your word and praying, Your mercies are new every single day. So God, if there are women here that are struggling, who are wanting to get back on the right track with You, God, who are want to experience more joy, God, who want to be prayer warriors for their families, who want to fight for their kids, God, Lord, I just ask a special blessing on them. Give them strength, God. Give them encouragement. Give them endurance to run the race that You've set before us. What an awesome privilege, God, You've given us to be moms, to have little lives to mold and to shape. Thank You, God, for that awesome gift. And if there is anyone out there today that says, boy, I feel like I've blown it. I feel like I'm in such a deep pit I couldn't possibly get out. I don't know how to turn things around. If you would slip up your hand while every eye's closed, I want to pray for you. If there's anyone out there, male or female, I want to pray for you. I see those hands. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You can put your hands down. Heavenly Father, I thank You for the men and women in this church, God. I thank You for bringing us here today, Father. And God, I especially thank You for the moms. God, You have so blessed us with moms, and You've blessed us with children and families. And God, it is such an awesome responsibility. And I want to pray for those hands that were lifted up, God, who are saying, God, I need Your help. I cannot do this on my own, Jesus. I need Your help. God, I just pray, Lord, that You would reveal Yourself to them in a very special way today, God, that they would know it doesn't matter where they've been, where they've come from, where they're at right now. It is never too late for a willing heart to reach up and touch the hem of Your garment and have a life change, God. So I pray a special prayer for those hands that were lifted, God, those souls that are reaching to You saying, God, I need You. I need Your help. And if there's anyone in this place today, God, that does not know You, I pray, Lord, that you would reveal yourself to them in a very real and special way, God, that they would not leave this place today without knowing that Jesus loves them and has called them for a very special purpose. I thank you, God, that we have this awesome building to come into and to worship you. And I thank you, God, for the building that you are preparing next door, because I know that I know that I know, God, you are going to do an increase and a multiplication here as we reach the lost for Christ. There are souls outside this door, Jesus, that don't know you, and I know you've called us to reach those. So I thank you, God, for the privilege to worship and honor you in this way. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And for all of you ladies, three of my favorite things are shoes, one of my three favorite things are shoes, but I couldn't afford to buy you all a new pair of shoes. My second favorite thing is chocolate, and my third is flowers. So when you leave, the ushers will be back there with vases. I want each of you ladies to have a flower and a piece of really, really good Dove chocolate. So bless you. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.